This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. The winds are picking up again in Southern California, where officials now say at least 24 people have died in the wildfires burning in and around Los Angeles.
With the return of Santa Ana winds this week, residents in mandatory evacuation zones won't be able to return home until at least Thursday. LA City Councilmember Tracy Park says fire and utility crews need to be able to operate freely in the burn zones,
so they can stabilize the conditions on the ground.
Over 150,000 people in Los Angeles County have been evacuated. For those that didn't suffer any burn damage, State Assemblymember Jackie Irwin says it's not clear yet if the government will pay their housing costs.
We still do not have confirmation that there might be some reimbursement from FEMA.
Matt Bigler for CBS News, Malibu, California.
In the wake of the tragedy, good neighbors are doing what good neighbors do.
An outpouring of generosity here for the taking, blankets, food, diapers, but also hear the incredible stories from people who are in various stages of grief and loss. This woman saw her home go up in flames.
You hearing these big explosions, I guess hot water tanks, propane tanks, but it sound like a war zone. I have dreams about this and I wake up and all I can see is fire. I just wake up.
Some tell me they'll rebuild. Others say they'll be doing that outside of California. Karen Adams for CBS News, Los Angeles.
The outgoing FBI Director Christopher Wray tells CBS's 60 Minutes the Bureau has tried to keep politics out of its decision-making process.
And ultimately, all we can do at the FBI is make sure that we stay focused on doing the work in the right way, following our rules and not letting preferences, partisan or otherwise, drive or taint the approach.
Wray was appointed to the post in 2017 for a 10-year term, but is leaving early before Donald Trump becomes president again. Trump's cabinet choices will be questioned by senators this week, including Pam Bondi, whom Trump wants to be his attorney general, Republican Katie Britt on CNN.
I think she's going to do an excellent job of returning the department to the work of the American people, and I am excited for her hearing. I'm certainly excited. It'll be my very first hearing as a member of the Senate Judiciary Committee.
Confirmation hearings begin Tuesday for Pete Hegseth. He's Trump's pick for defense secretary. On CBS's Face the Nation, Democratic Senator Mark Kelly says Hegseth doesn't have what it takes to be in such an important post.
There is not a job that's more serious and more critical to our national security than Secretary of Defense, and we need a qualified individual in that job, and he just does not seem to have the qualifications.
Kelly is on the Armed Services Committee, which will conduct the confirmation hearing. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Oh, we're not done yet.
You are in the middle of a double shot.
Double shot.
On Max Inc. Radio.
Esta vida sin mi amor. Somos un poema que se escribe con un siempre sin medir y sin razón como jugar. Somos la aventura y si repite cual demente es inconsciente, ¿dónde va a parar? Tell me that you want me, tell me that you need me.
Welcome to the after hours of Max Inc. Radio right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We just did a double dip of greatness with Automatic Lover. They have a live show at the Burr Oak on 123. This local stuff and live stuff is sponsored in this half hour by Salvatore's Tomato Pie, Sun Prairie, Monona, Livingston Street in Madison. There's pizza and then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Wisconsin.com. The After Hours continues with the funky stuff that you can see live. It's Wisconsin Funk Fest happening right now at the Majestic with Hot Like Mars, the Funky JBs, and this band, Mama Dig Down's Brass Band. You're listening to the local music right here on Max Inc. Radio. Hot Like Mars, you may have missed them tonight at Wisconsin Funk Fest, and unfortunately, they're bugging out until spring, hopefully to find something warm somewhere. Next up, you can see them in Kalamazoo, Michigan on 1-8. I know, don't panic. I know that's not inside our local music realm, but when they get back here, we'll let you know right here on the After Hours of Mags Inc. Radio. And until then, stay warm by running in place. It's the Magic Conch right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Or run for cover. fight, but the boys on top don't play by the rules. Maybe we'll find a cure, unless it's unpopular. Sounds like the verdict for this case is that we've been running.
Just a bunch of funky stuff in honor of Wisconsin Funk Fest is happening at the Majestic Theater right now. Fat Function's going to take us to break, and then we'll return right here in the after hours celebrating women of local music. Stick around right here on Max Inc. Radio.
I've been sitting at this desk job waiting for five to come. Dealing with the folks that don't know where I'm coming from. Now, when the clock strikes, better believe I'll be leaving. Yeah. I say, take it easy, greasy, 'cause it's Friday evening. Get dressed up. Going out this evening, I'm gonna shake off these blues. Set them up, 'cause tonight they'll be knocking them down. Gone party like tomorrow may never come. Tonight we're gonna party till the party's done. Crawling in my head is reeling. Saturday, my head is bad like a bass drum beating.
broth, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
The next time you want a pizza, try Doughboy's Pizza in Madison, a family pizza restaurant. You can taste the difference with recipes that are over 100 years old. Located in Northgate Mall in Madison for lunch and dinner takeout or delivery to Madison's north and east sides and downtown. Search Doughboy's Pizza online or call 608-467-3017. 467-3017. Treat your family to Doughboy's Pizza Madison today. Come to the Lazy Elf Lounge to cheer on the green and gold. Enjoy free Jello shots with every Green Bay touchdown. Stock up on $20 buckets of White Claw and High Noon, $15 assorted buckets of Busch Light, Miller, and Bud products, plus $4 off wing baskets when you dine in. Come for all the fun on game days at the Lazy Elf Lounge, North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook and find the full menu at LazyElfLounge.com.
Winter blues? Time for a change? Yeah, the Aaron Weber Group gets it, and they can get you moving. Whether west to Oregon or east to Brooklyn, the Aaron Weber Group has you covered. Wait a second. I don't get this. Here in Dane County, we have Oregon south of Madison, and Brooklyn is south too. Whoever wrote this has their directions messed up. But don't you worry. The Aaron Weber Group has the compass and will find you your way home. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass. Go to movetomadison.com.
Noah's Ark Pet Center is a little store on Madison's north side with a lot of character, where employees really get to know you and your pet's needs. But the best part? The kittens roaming the store. It's cat therapy every day at Noah's Ark Pet Center. Ask about feline adoption services, too. It's Noah's Ark Pet Supplies, Pet Grooming, and Pet Food Center, 1289 North Sherman Avenue in Madison. Or online at noahsarkpetcenter.net, a health food store for your pets.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
It hurts. You don't have to stay stuck. And hands are here to pull you up. Put your faith in me.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Better luck next time, little girl, they always say. I pack up my guitar, I smile and walk away. Another day picking my heart up off the floor. I wipe away the tears and I knock on that next door. Keep running. I will run till the soles of my shoes are bare. Gotta keep running. I'm not afraid of the fall because I've had my share of heartache. I'm gonna get there. Nothing motivates like the sight of your last time. But you pump it into your tank and you climb on and ride. There's a lovely comfort in the arms of 9 to 5. And I could hang my hat there, but I'd shrivel up and die. So keep running. I will run till the soles of my shoes are bare. Gotta keep running. I'm not afraid of the fall because I've had my share of heartache. I'm gonna get there. Chances and embrace your passion, you will die with dreams inside. So keep running. I will run till the soles of my shoes are bare. Gotta keep running. I'm not afraid of the fall because I've had my share. I refuse to go down with regret in my ear. There are riches awaiting for those who dare. I won't despair. Oh, no. I'm gonna get there. Keep running.
Your mama don't wear no socks. A ding dong.
You don't know that song?
No.
Nope. Your mama don't wear no socks, a ding dong. I was there when she took them off.
Really? You guys, it's a camp song. I'm sorry.
She threw them up in the sky, a ding dong. Superman refused to fly, a ding dong, 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 dong.
Break is done, and then two in a row from Beth Keeley. First up was her band, which you can see at the Red Rooster on 2-1. And then Gin, Chocolate, and Bottle Rockets. They're raising money for Girls Rock Camp, also at the Red Rooster on 1-18. All this local music goodness and the celebration of local women in Wisconsin doing that music is powered in this half hour by Herbal Aspects, now with three locations in Madison, Winnebago Street, University, and Gammon Road, and also online at herbalaspects.com. Two more Mama Award-winning women artists in this half hour of the local stuff right here on Max Inc. Radio.
Colombian with an accent and a woman who decided to leave home 6 years ago, looking for a future that I'm hoping my country will be benefited from. Nothing's really easy when you're coming from a land where every heart is like a sponge, full of adventures and struggles. Every minute in the world, it's like a battle. Some cash. Forgive me, but poor countries know the value of having on their tables super cashews.
This is Charlie Behrens from, well, the Manitowoc Minute, I suppose, or, you know, I see you at the bar every now and again. How are you? Nice to see you again. Anywho, you're listening to Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. Watch for deer. Bye-bye.
Why do the bright as the fires gotta burn out so fast? When the fever
Cause the further the fall, baby, the harder the crash. When the fever breaks, there's gonna be hell to pay. When the fever breaks, there's gonna be gonna take me home to meet your mother. I don't know much about you, I don't have to. You won't be in my orbit long enough to matter. When the fever breaks, there's gonna be hell to pay. When the fever breaks, there's gonna be heartache. When the fever breaks, when the fever breaks.
You're listening to local music in the after hours of Mag Sync Radio. On your way back from a show, or maybe you're just making plans to see an amazing local band here in the state of Wisconsin, let us know about it. We'd love to feature them right here on Mag Sync Radio. Use that Civic Media app to connect us, or as always, you can do that social media thing. Just type in Mag Sync Radio. There's so many ways to connect with us on that social media box thing that you just love. And we'll celebrate the local stuff together, like this new music from Rihanna Marie. This is The Tortoise and the Hare in the After Hours.
You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
To my DMs in between R. Kelly and Clinton. And I ain't saying which one of them gives me the most of that sugar. Nickelback, Nick Cage, they all spend like De Niro. They roll on their Venmo, hola, me De Niro. And I just can't get them to stop turning that old money. Issues. Slip into my fuzzy bunny onesie. Get funky for my role playing junkies. A crunch on a bunch of munchies. Holla to my ASMR. I paint my toesies rosy, so slowly working that twerking from home for my homies. Love my fans only all over the country. I point star wherever you are. Turning that old money.
New Rihanna Marie and then Mackenzie O'Brien, who just was on Max Inc. Radio in Live in the Lair a couple weeks ago. Check out her interview on the podcast page of MaxIncRadio.com. Rain Stern now takes us to break right here in the after hours of what? Of Max Inc. Radio.
You hear them, like, and she's a pen.
Todd Alba Show.
Donald J. Trump has been officially certified the winner of the 2024 election the way that the Constitution dictates. You see how simple that is? There's a vote, you certify the results, democracy moves on. You might not like the results. The person I wanted to have elected didn't win, but that's the way democracy works. Unlike 4 years ago on January 6th, where rioters stormed the Capitol.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Here's what the WSJ had said after J6. This week has probably finished Donald Trump as a serious political figure. Boy, that hasn't aged well, has
no,
it?
No, not at all.
In the Wall Street Journal. So after what they just said 4 years ago, Maggie, they couldn't bring it upon themselves to say that guy who did that shouldn't be anywhere near the White House again. Nope, couldn't do it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Matt Piper. Fire crews are slowly gaining ground on wildfires tearing through Los Angeles. Containment lines are up around 27% of the Eaton fire and just 11% of the Palisades fire. The LA County coroner now says those fires have killed at least 24 people. There are persistent questions about the initial response. 60 Minutes correspondent Bill Whitaker investigates.
The fires grew too big too fast. Demand for water overburdened the system. Water pressure dropped and fire hoses ran dry while the fires raged.
The water system was stretched. Metropolitan water systems are not designed to sustain a firefight like this.
Anthony Maroney is chief of the LA County Fire Department, one of the officials overseeing the firefight.
CBS News meteorologist Grant Gilmore says winds could make things bad again.
After somewhat of a break from those strong Santa Ana winds Friday into Saturday, those wind speeds increased.